for competition. I want no one else to succeed. I hate most people.
Now let's blow some up.
Now, say my name.
Tiny things, how much there is to see. Just open your eyes and listen to me.
A bunch of slap-jawed around here. This stuff will make you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus. Just like me.
I can't see without his glasses.
I'll give you some Johnny, you big girl.
Why would God let this happen?
Oh, poor baby.
Johnny,
alright
guys, listen to the blues riff and B. Watch me for the changes and try and keep up, okay?
Now, it's Johnny B on
1025 The Bone. Here we go. Welcome back. Welcome back to Johnny B Show. 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Coming up on the show, don't forget, Profound Thoughts with Tammy coming up. Brand new Jameson Johnny Show. I got my Midnight Meltdown coming up in an hour. Something's got me hot.
So excited for this.
Also, a brand new Google Girl segment. It's quickly becoming one of the favorites here as far as benchmarks go.
I'd say so.
Yeah. Okay.
Ever since it launched, it's been the most listened to on our SoundCloud.
Really?
It's been fantastic, yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Who was it on Twitter the other day? They said Google Girl should be its own show.
Yeah, someone did say that.
Was it Rooster?
I don't know. Whoever it was, you shut your goddamn mouth. Trying to get rid of my Anna from me. My Anna. Back off.
You're an object, Anna.
I'm not going anywhere.
I don't know.
Unless someone better comes along.
Oh, boy. Jesus Christ.
You know, that's how radio works, Sean.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. We have to do a little thing right now where we honor the website that pretty much has everything that you need as far as entertainment goes. And, of course, this radio station and all the programs, including this one on the weekend tab, if you go there. And that is theboneonline.com. What's on the bone? I'll let you know. I'm going to grab some stories that are trending nationally, featured on the website. Ryan Lochte. Guy just won't go away. His stupid silver hair.
I hate him so much.
His stupid lies, his stupid douche face.
Still hot.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Super hot.
Of course he is. He's an Olympic swimmer.
But his face is also hot. Like, Michael Phelps
he looks like a model. Michael Phelps looks special.
Yeah, Michael Phelps has, like, an underbite.
Right.
I mean, I would still hit it, but.
Well, yeah, who wouldn't? Right. I'm not even gay, and I would.
No.
Yeah, backstroke on this there, fella.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Freestyle that ass. Anyway. Probably could have said that differently. Ryan Lochte, who has lost pretty much every endorsement. He lost Ralph Lauren. He lost Speedo. By the way, Burt Kreischer for Speedo. I posted that, shared that video along with a lot of other people. He's got a video up where he is.
That's fantastic.
He is trying to win an endorsement with Speedo. So funny, dude.
Johnny B for Speedo.
Nope. Not going to happen. Slodo, my own brand.
On the next, let me sell that.
Uh-huh. Ryan Lochte has now got his new venture. It's not swimming. It is athletic in a way. His new gig, Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
No. Yes. USA Today reports the 12-time gold medalist, formerly sponsored by brands such as Speedo, Ralph Lauren, who dropped him immediately following the mess in Rio, will shake his moneymaker on the dancing reality TV show.
Get it.
Yeah. Lochte and teammates Jack Conger, Jim Fegan, and Gunnar Bentz, by the way, biggest douchey name in the Olympics, Gunnar Bentz, were returning from a party in Rio, in case you didn't know, a little over a week ago when their cab stopped for a bathroom break. and a lengthy statement released several days later. Bent said the guys made the dumb decision to relieve themselves outside near some bushes. Then, of course, they tore up the bathroom, and a big old lie broke out that they were robbed. When they weren't really robbed, the security guard was just like, hey, I won't call the cops if you pay for all the stuff you broke, you stupid-ass douchebag Americans. And then he lied, and he left his friends behind to go to jail and all that stuff. Ryan Lochte, giant douchebag, now he'll be dancing with the stars.
I like it.
You like it?
Can we send him to the stars, like a long way away from here?
Yeah, like Ralph Cramden?
Yep.
One time? Pal Zoom, right to the moon. Alice, mm-hmm. Right in the kisser. I like to show my age. Let's take another story from the bone. Body camera on a police officer captured some footage the other day. Now, I know what you're thinking. Something bad happened. He rough him up or something? No. No, 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 no. This body camera footage actually captured the police officer saving a man's life as his SUV was on fire in front of his house.
Jinkies.
Yeah, that's some scary stuff. The body camera footage takes the viewer along as the officer runs without hesitation toward the trapped man, hanging his head and left arm out of the rear passenger window. I've got an entrapment, Whitney yells into his radio. Whitney grabs his fire extinguisher and tries to put out the fire. Then he calls out to the neighbor's house to get a garden hose, choosing instead to get the man out. Whitney abandons the extinguisher and starts working to free the man. It's all captioned on the video. Isaiah, can we put that video up on the Johnny B. Show Facebook page, please? Thanks, Dumplin's already there. The guy's good at stuff, including dating girls at flea markets. The impact of the accident bent the vehicle's frame, and all the doors were jammed shut. In case you were wondering why the guy didn't get out of his own goddamn SUV while it was burning. He had just gotten into an accident, was trapped in there. An explosion under the hood, heard about 2:54 on the video, knocked off the officer's hat and camera. The view spins as if the camera is dangling, and Whitney can be heard saying, "Get him down by the road." The view stabilizes at the end of the 3-minute and 25-second clip, showing the man hurt but alive on the ground. So, good job, Officer Dan Whitney. By the way, Dan Whitney, that's also Larry the Cable Guy's name, in case you didn't know that.
Did not know that.
Yeah, isn't that funny? I remember when he was a local...
It's not Larry?
No.
I knew he was local.
Yeah. He used to do comedy here in Tampa and St. Pete, and he was doing that Larry the Cable Guy as a character, mm-hmm. As a call-in.
I think it stuck.
A local radio station here, he would call in and do the Larry the Cable Guy. He's not even a redneck.
Not a redneck.
No, unless he is so enthralled with the character that he became that character. But no, he was Dan Whitney. He'd wear like a blazer on stage and he had feathered hair. Yeah. Yeah. Ask Mo. Mo knows him personally too. Yeah.
I just want to like walk out right now. I'm so angry.
Really?
I feel like I've been lied to. He even got his own roast.
As soon as the camera turns off, sleeves go on. Promise you. He's like, that's right, guys. Proud of sick. Me, Larry the Cable Guy. And then they go, cut. And he goes, God damn it, dude. Hey, guys, give me my polo shirt. This is ridiculous. Man, Jesus, man. Ugh. Ugh, man. Anyway, we're going to go out and have martinis after this, I guess. All right. Hey, good job, crew. Good job, crew. Way to go.
Larry the Cable Guy sounds like Roger from Roger and JP, by the way.
JP, I'm really Larry the Cable Guy. Oh, buddy. When I'm not, doing the Islander games and doing his fine radio program on 102.5 The Bone, I like to dress up, you know, like a redneck and a jet ski for acid-reducing drugs. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. Oh, man, I just farted. also, on What's on the Bone News, this one right here is kind of crazy. A job recruiter says women should hide a certain something during interviews to give themselves a better chance of getting a job. Anna, what do you think women should hide from a possible employer?
Maybe... the breasticles.
I think they should show those, actually.
Depends what kind of job, I guess.
And what kind of breasts they are. Mm. Yeah.
True.
What should a female hide from a potential employer?
Yeah.
During a job interview.
Interview process, yeah. What should you hide? Hide it.
I have one word.
Baby.
String.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
That's it.
You're a gross person,
look,
dude.
Am I not right?
How would you see it? What is she wearing?
If she's wearing like a blouse, or not a blouse, like a little
blouse.
A skirt or something.
Skirt.
You know? Like, I'm just saying.
That's what I would think of. Definitely not boobs.
Everybody just stare at them.
Show the boobs.
Just stare at them.
Mm.
Yeah. See what you did?
I just had delicious table pizza.
It's great, dude.
It's awesome. Table pizza is the best.
You have AIDS. No.
It's a rumor.
They suggest job recruiters started waves after he posted an article on LinkedIn last week detailing why a woman should avoid wearing her engagement ring to a job interview.
That was close.
Yeah, I guess. The post sparked rebuttals from female users on the site. Of course it did. The post was made on LinkedIn by Bruce Hurwitz, who sounds like a guy that would say that. He said women should avoid wearing engagement rings to interviews because it sends the message that she's high maintenance.
What? Oh boy.
If she has an engagement ring, she's high maintenance.
That makes no sense at all.
I feel like it's more like she's taken.
Yeah, you ain't got to worry about her banging everybody in the office.
Why are we assuming the person conducting the interview is a man?
Yeah.
Okay, seriously.
Enough.
Okay, I'm done with that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
When a man sees the ring, he immediately assumes you are high maintenance, he wrote in the post. When the woman at the office who has the largest diamond on her finger sees that ring, she will realize that if you are hired, she will fall to second place and will therefore not like you. So lose the ring. Bruce Hurwitz is a douche.
Pretty much.
There's no way. If I'm like, I used to be a boss at a couple jobs. If I'm interviewing somebody and I got an engagement ring on, I don't give a damn. There's no reason why I would care about that. I would be looking for other things, like a festering boil on her face or something like that. You know, like something gross about her, like a bad dental hygiene, you know, something weird, not a ring.
Right. And when has an engagement ring ever stopped you from pursuing somebody? Seriously.
Right. If anything,
like,
it makes you
a challenge. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You're hard to get. Come on board. We'll see what happens.
Some guys ding dong like that a lot.
You want to keep this job, bitch?
Hell yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
You want another ring? Not one for your finger. Bing, bong, bing, bong, bang. Beep, boop, and a bang, bang. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. That is what's on the bone. You can find all kinds of stories and, of course, things like the Biker Bar and sports and all the shows and, of course, the promo page, everything on theboneonline.com. So go and enjoy it. Also, all the information for the Bone Draft that we're going to be participating in tomorrow is also on theboneonline.com.
Uh-huh.
Buffalo Wild Wings from 4 to 6. Still time to get registered and be part of the draft. Maybe you get into my team. 10 people will be going up against me in my very own fantasy football league. So,
How'd you do last year?
I whipped everybody's ass.
Mm, did you?
I don't know. You were running it. How did I do?
Let's see.
Those
carry
are, those
the
10
two,
of us.
You only won 2 games.
That's not bad, right?
Out of 16. It's not good.
Okay. I tried, though.
Yeah,
like, I put effort in.
I think, you know.
No?
No.
I forgot to put my lineup in, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not good? No? I had Joe Theismann as a quarterback. He's good. Yeah?
Yeah. He threw for no yards.
All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, Tammy has been hanging out in the parking lot. Or not in the parking lot. In the hallway. Whole lot lizard.
Why do you keep her in the parking lot?
I don't know why I said that. Tammy, as you've heard her pop in on the show a few times, she's a sweet, sweet, middle-aged Asian lady, but she has a strong, strong opinion about pretty much everything. So I told her, let's give you your own segment. We'll call it Profound Thoughts with Tammy. She has been out in the hallway. When we come back, she is going to give us her take on something. I have no idea yet, because every time I tried to ask her during the last break, she just kept yelling things in some other language. So,
she does yell.
She's a yeller. Yeah. When we come back, she seems very passionate about something. We will have a Profound Thoughts with Tammy. This is the Johnny B Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Hey, Tampa Bay. I'm not Jameis Winston. And when I'm not throwing touchdowns on bitches, I'm listening to the Johnny B Show.
He's like Brad Pitt. If Brad Pitt was hilarious, morbidly obese, drove a Kia, and had a mild case of IBS. It's Johnny B. This is his show on 102.5 The Bone.
Smoking.
Welcome back to Johnny B Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. We're going to be here till 2 o'clock in the morning. Pretty excited about it. Excited to be back last week. A little best of wrapped around the delayed NASCAR
postponement.
Yeah, that thing. I did get to watch the UFC fight, though, in the midst of all that.
I heard it was all right.
So good.
Really?
So good. It's
probably the best.
So good.
It was the best. The best MMA fight I've ever seen.
Like
it
was amazing.
I hear UFC's a thing, but you know,
you're
weird,
dude.
I thought you liked sports, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I just can't get into UFC,
bro.
Or boxing,
bro.
You know, anything manly like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I'll stick to my fake wrestling. Thank you.
I was about to say. You love WWE, but you don't like UFC.
It's just...
He doesn't like real sports.
It's real blood. Don't like it.
It's just...
How great was that? I can talk to you about this. Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. Nate Diaz...
He's
a straight street thug.
He's a monster.
He's a street thug.
And he was... Oh, he was like...
He's like flipping him a bird while he's getting his face punched in.
I know.
Yeah.
He just doesn't know when to quit.
I think
it's amazing.
I think if there was no rounds, like if they didn't have a limit, like back in the 20s, they would fight until they killed each other.
Right, gladiator style.
Seriously, boxing would go like 28 rounds sometimes, bare knuckle. I think if it was if they had that rule, like no rules, Nate Diaz wins because he just would not give up. Like he's crazy.
There was like I think it was in round two. He was going crazy on McGregor, and if the time didn't run out, I think
he may have
won.
Murdered him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
He was saved by the bell.
McGregor was he was beating a poo poo out of him, but it didn't stop him. Like he's kicking him just repeatedly.
Right. And Nate Diaz was treating the situation as if he was winning. Like he was egging on McGregor, like come at me, bro. And it's
I
like his face is completely disfigured.
Just blood's
Please
pouring
stop.
Out of his face.
Look, I got you. He's swearing at him. And you could see his mouth moving, like where he was, like you know, egging
and there's
him on
like
and
zero chance he could even see because blood is flowing.
He's
from
spitting blood,
and blood's coming out of both eyes. Like,
right.
And he's like, "Yeah, come on!" He reminded me of Rocky, like when Apollo's just beating the poop out of him, and he keeps going, "Come on, come on!"
So like, did anybody die?
Almost.
Oh,
yeah.
It was insane. It lasted the entire time.
Did somebody die at SummerSlam?
No,
exactly.
And the fights up leading up to were all like knockouts, like great, awesome
good.
Moves.
It was fun.
One fight lasted, I think, about 8 seconds.
Man, it was really expensive, though, to watch it. Balls box.
Nice.
Yeah, it was real nice. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Let's go out to the hall and get the lady of the hour. Tammy, Isaiah, could you please go out there and show Tammy in, please? Oh, look at her. Wearing some traditional garb tonight.
She's mildly attractive tonight.
Every night. Don't be a jerk off. All right, let's step aside. The floor is yours. It's time for Profound Thoughts with Tammy.
How many times will she say the word profound today?
Shut up. What is this? Oh, hello, Tammy. What do you have?
It's a good look.
It's a good
look at charm.
Oh, it is a charm.
It's a look at charm.
It looks like Blair Witch Project.
Pretty much.
It's a nuts.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, please.
I curse you and your family. Okay.
Do not curse my family. Look.
Curse you.
Too late. What are we talking about? What's your profound thought?
I have a lot of thoughts they have in my head.
Okay. Well... We're going to give you the floor.
Okay. Thought number one. It's a Donald Trump. I like a Donald Trump. I like him because I cannot say Hillary.
It's a valid point.
I like a Donald Trump because he is not a pussy. I like a Donald Trump because he likes the wall.
He likes
the Pink Floyd album?
Yeah.
No.
Leave those kids alone.
The wall. The Chinese wall.
Oh.
I have a wall, too.
The Great Wall of China?
From the window to the wall.
Oh, right. skeet.
Skeet the skeet. And that is why I like Donald Trump.
That's it? That's your profound thought?
About Donald Trump, yes.
Do you have any more?
I do. Profound thought two. Is it Zika?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Do you know her? Do you know Zika?
I like Zika because the baby looking like a little Pokemon.
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, remember when we had a show?
Please go on.
No, man.
I like a Zika because you get the free abortions for free. Two for one.
Fred Durst?
I thought
free abortion.
Three.
Oh.
Free abortion.
That doesn't happen.
No, I don't think you get free abortions, do you?
I do now, Zika.
Oh, okay.
Two for one. You also can get Zika through sex.
Oh, my God. All right. There's a lot.
Timmy, like a six.
You put some stank on that word.
Yeah, I was going to say. Say it again.
And death is why I like a Zika.
Okay.
Profound thought number three. Okay. It's a Black Lives Matter.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Timmy don't understand.
No? A lot of people don't, honestly.
Timmy's life matters.
I like it when you speak in the third Timmy.
Yeah.
Lots of things matter.
Okay.
Clean house matters. Sticky rice matters. Green tea matters. Hello Kitty matters. Not just black lives. My life, my clean house matters the most.
Is your house real clean?
Super clean.
Oh, man.
And that is why I don't like Black Lives Matter. So many things matter. Not just the black lives.
I agree.
And those are my profound thoughts.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Sorry we left you in the hallway so long.
It parking lot.
And the parking lot also. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get much better than that.
No. Where do we go from here?
727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. First case of Zika in St. Pete happened.
Yeah.
Does that got you worried?
Nah.
No?
I mean, look, nobody's died from Zika.
But the babies are bad.
That's bad.
It's bad babies.
Yeah, bad baby. Bad baby.
Yes.
I'm not a bad baby. I'm a good baby.
Just waiting for that.
I'm a good baby. I'm a Zika baby.
Yeah. One, two, four toes.
I got a little hat.
Something wrong with that.
I got bit by a couple mosquitoes last night out of the high school football game.
Mm-hmm.
Out in Fishhawk, and it does make you think for a second. Like every time I got bit by a mosquito, I looked at my girl and I went Zika. I just screamed it, and I think that's everybody's response now. Anna, are you worried about the Zikas?
No.
No?
I don't know why. I feel like I should be. I'm not going to have babies because I'm not having sex.
What if you do?
You can still die. A lot of them, I looked it up, it's mostly just like flu symptoms.
You can
die, but most of the time you'll be fine.
It's very easily treatable.
And it's asymptomatic most of the time.
Well, it's so like the swine flu and
N1H1. I definitely thought I had that when that was going around.
Well, all those people were dying if they were like a baby or a sickly old person. Like normal, like average people weren't dying from it.
Real humans.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Babies and old people aren't real humans.
No.
No. They're pretty much the same thing.
They're outliers.
They can't control their bowel movements and, you know, really short memory spans. Yeah. So I was trying to think of it. Like, we mentioned the H1N1. Oh, by the way, Tammy's gone.
Yeah,
she's gone. That music's
awesome.
I wasn't
sure if she was gone or not. So I
love that music.
I didn't know who was here, if you know what I mean.
No, it's fine. peel the curtain back real fast. Was there ever a disease that was popular? Because it seems like they come and go. Like Ebola was like
was scary.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Ebola
That's
was going
like
to end the world.
Sentence. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, great. Now everybody's going to Western Africa to be good Samaritans. They're going to come back and give us the zombie apocalypse. But
like,
it
like
seems
AIDS
like
or something.
It seems like it went away. Like now Ebola was like killing everybody, and now it's just meh. Man, where'd it go? Where's Ebola? Ebola, where you at, Ebola? Nobody knows.
Now we got Zika.
Yeah. What are you typing up there, Isaiah? You better not be bad. My kids will probably come out stupid even without the Zika virus.
Why is that news?
So Isaiah typed that up there. He wanted me to read that.
Okay.
And then I did it. Now I'm pissed off at myself.
That was your fault,
Johnny.
He
made me read it because that's normally where people are like... You know, we're a caller.
Oh, I know. I know what that's for.
Yeah. You do the call thing. Anyway, radio gold, that guy. Isaiah's date is up on the Facebook page, by the way. Johnny B. Show on Facebook. We would love to hear your comments, honest comments, about the girl that he took to the flea market today in Port Charlotte. He is double holding hands with her. It's very, very beautiful. Very touching. First date. Plenty of fish. Port Charlotte flea market.
Mm.
Does she know that you work at a radio station and are posting pictures of her?
She's listening to it right now. So.
Oh, no.
Did you ask her if you could post the picture, or did you just selfishly? Yep, okay.
Why would you tell her to listen tonight?
Actually, she was out of her job, so she couldn't listen till just like a few minutes ago.
Ashley, welcome to the show. I'm sorry you went out on a date with Isaiah. Clearly, you could do better. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I hear with those basketball shorts you were wearing that it's very possible she may have seen your bonal.
Possibly.
Did you get a boner?
Did y'all bang it out on the first date?
Maybe. Who knows?
That's why I asked.
You know.
Look.
Yeah. You know, Isaiah.
We're all girlfriends here. Come on.
I did not. I did not boner.
You're a gentleman.
Second date, though. You're going to tear that up?
Possibly. Who knows? Expect the unexpected.
I mean, you both are admitted nerds. You love all the video game stuff. You love all the pokey things and all that. So maybe she gets a little of that special joystick.
Yeah. See if I can get the high score of the night.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She going to hit that A button over and over again? Hell yeah. You going to...
I'm going to start her up like no tomorrow.
Okay. You're going to find that special flute so Zelda can... Zelda did.
It's going to be... I'll be blowing on her Macarena.
Legend.
Ocarina.
Macarena? You're going to blow her Macarena?
You're done.
What's going on?
I don't know. He's going to blow her Macarena.
That's what he said.
That's how I say penis. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I was always worried I was going to catch obesity. No.
There's a cure for that.
No. How long do you think Zika will be a thing? Because it sounds like it's going to be around for a little while. I also heard a report that they are genetically modifying mosquitoes with a death gene.
What?
Yeah, this sounds pretty badass, but it also sounds like it could go really, really wrong.
I
read this the other day. They're making these local mosquitoes, and they're modifying them with a death gene so that they go out and reproduce mosquitoes that will die immediately. So they're going to just kill off the disease that way.
Okay.
But how do we know that this modified mosquito won't start killing us?
You know, that's kind of what I thought.
Yeah.
Right at first.
And I guess the people modifying them know what they're doing. I mean, nobody's ever messed up, right?
No, the love bug.
Wait, the love bug was an accident, right?
Gainesville. Yeah.
Yeah. How did that happen? Because I always wonder why God would make two bugs stick butt to butt and fly into cars.
The ironic thing was that they were trying to make them to maintain the mosquito population in Florida, and that didn't really.
They wanted mosquitoes, more mosquitoes.
No, to to get a hold
contain
of
it.
To contain it, yeah,
yeah.
Because they were supposed to eat mosquitoes. They don't eat like anything.
They just bang each other back to back.
Yeah, they have like a 20. They have a lifespan of a fly or something like that. And
depends on how many cars are around.
I was just gonna say, unless they're cruising down 75.
Yeah. It's the weirdest, dumbest, and it was created by humans.
Up in Gainesville.
Stupid Gainesville.
Yeah.
That would never happen in Tallahassee.
Nope.
727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Yeah, everything's smelling like mosquito spray everywhere I go now. Everybody's freaking out over Zika.
Glazed Rooster. First of all, this Tammy segment's really starting to catch fire here. Glazed Rooster says, Tammy is wise. Hashtag Zika baby looking like a Pokemon.
Oh, no.
Hashtag Hello Kitty matters.
Oh, Hello Kitty does matter.
It does.
Yeah.
Brian Matthews says, that was the most disturbingly funny thing I've heard in a long time. Hashtag Zikamon.
Yeah.
They love you, Tammy.
Tammy's sick.
She is a weird, weird lady.
She has a weird mind.
She's real, though. She's real, and this is Real Raw Radio, and I think it's refreshing in a way to have somebody real like her on the show. Somebody real on the show is Jameis Winston.
Yes.
When we come back, top of the hour, I'm very, very excited because the brand new Jameis and Johnny show is coming when we come back from break. This is episode 3 of season 2, I believe.
Four.
Four?
Four, yes, sir.
Good God, man. It flies by so fast. This is a very special one tonight because in this episode of the Jameis and Johnny show, which, by the way, in case you were wondering, we had this idea last year. Take clips from Jameis Winston's press conferences throughout the week. And then at the end of the week, we would splice the clips in with my own voice and other actors.
Brilliant.
And we would create a show that sounded like me and Jameis were BFFs just hanging out in different crazy scenarios. And we like to try to keep them topical when we can. This one's a special one because this one, we went to a local restaurant that's owned by a good friend of the show's and a good friend of this radio station. And they're probably listening in the kitchen right now. And they don't even know that they're a part of this week's Jameis and Johnny show. When we come back, find out where myself and Jameis went and enjoyed some delicious food and had a little bit of a wild time doing so. It'll be the Jameis and Johnny show, episode 4 of season 2. When we come back, don't go anywhere. Stick around. Lots of show to come. We're here till 2 o'clock in the morning. At Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at Scrum Ryan Radio, at Anna Hummel Radio, at Creeper Chavez. We'll be right back. It's the Johnny B Show. It's 102.5 The Moan. It's Real Raw Radio.